The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. It's time again for the Word of Faith Netcast, and I'm so glad you could join us. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I tell you what, we got some good things to get into today, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking about how to receive faith, how faith comes, and it's a very important study and one we really want to get into. First of all, though, as I usually do, let me give you a few announcements, and that is, of course, that Word of Faith Radio is going strong. There's a lot of great things happening with Word of Faith Radio. I encourage you to tune in at WOFR.org. That stands for Word of Faith Radio. WOFR.org, as it says there on the screen. And we've got so many good ministers of the gospel that are preaching and teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. Not the word of doubt and unbelief. Not woe is us. You know, the gospel literally means good news. And if it's woe is us, it is not good news. Amen? So, the real good news gospel is the Word of Faith message, and that's what is preached on Word of Faith Radio. So, I encourage you to stay tuned to Word of Faith Radio. Listenership is just continuing to increase. And the best way that you can help us is to spread the word about Word of Faith Radio. All you got to do is get on your email and send a message. You know, go on Facebook. Talk about it on Facebook. And talk about WOFR.org. Full time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Word of Faith teaching that will bless and will minister to you. Praise the Lord. And to your family and to your friends and anyone else that you tell about that station. So I encourage you to do that. Also, speakfaith.tv, of course. Woo, I tell you, we got some things. If I could talk about them, I would, but I can't because they're just not there yet. We're still working on it. We've got some new ministries that are going to be joining us very soon, and I encourage you to stay tuned for that. So, you know, let's put it this way. If you have a Roku device, because SpeakFaith.tv is a Roku channel, I encourage you to connect to SpeakFaith.tv. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is just go into the channel store, look for SpeakFaith.tv. It's in the religion and spirituality section of the channel store. And then, what I was just thinking about a minute ago, is there's a special beta channel. If you want to know what's going on SpeakFaith.tv, the things we're preparing to release, then you can go on the beta channel where we're testing new speakers and new feeds and things like that. And that is a private channel. And you can get into that by going to the Roku account that you have signed up with when you set up your Roku. And there's an option there to set up a private channel. You just click on that and there'll be a little field there that you can type into, and you type in SFTV Beta, B-E-T-A, for those of you over in England, Beta, that's how they pronounce it. I'll put it here on the screen so you can see it. You type that in, and it will connect our beta channel, and that has the new speakers already set up where we're testing their feeds, so you can check that out, and I trust that'll be a blessing to you. Some of you are going, ooh, that sounds cool. Yep, it is. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, and we'll begin our study today. Now, this is Jesus speaking. So let's keep that in mind as we read this. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. Now, that's King James, and that's a little blind to some folks, exactly what he's trying to say. Let's read that out of the Message Bible, because it has a unique way of saying things sometimes. I don't always like the Message translation because it's not a literal translation, it's a paraphrase, but it sometimes will strike your thinking in the way it says it. It says, he said to his disciples, hard trials and temptations are bound to come. But too bad for whoever brings them on. I like that one pretty well. Too bad if you brought it on, folks. In other words, here's what the King James says. He said to his disciples, it's impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto them through whom they come. Okay? In other words, the instigator, the one who causes the offense. Woe unto them. Uh-oh. Yeah, some of you are going, I got to repent. Yeah, you do. You need to repent. Praise the Lord. And that's a good thing. Repentance is a good thing. Did you know that? Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us repentance is a gift from God. Hallelujah. That's great. So don't think repentance is bad. It's always good to repent and get right with the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Luke 17:2. Next verse. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Or in other words, a young Christian, young believer. It's better if you just put a millstone around your neck and toss yourself into the sea. Now, I'm not advocating that. Neither was Jesus. But I am saying that's how destructive, how harmful it is to offend a young believer. You just don't want to do it. So, goes back to that good news, preaching, teaching the uncompromising word of faith, the good news, not running people down, not causing problems, not being an instigator. All right, verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times a day, and seven times a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Whoa! And the disciples are hearing Jesus say this and go, no, wait a minute, Lord. You just said it's better for a millstone to be tied around the neck of somebody that's offending a fellow believer. And now you're saying if that guy does that, even seven times a day, we're supposed to forgive him? Oh, man. So what do they say to it? The disciples said unto the Lord, increase our faith. In other words, Lord, whoa, that's hard. I mean, forgiving somebody seven times a day, they do something wrong, they repent, you forgive them. They do something wrong, you repent, they forgive them. Seven times? They said, Lord, increase our faith. We need help. But notice what Jesus said. Did he say, all right, I'm about to lay hands on you, and I'm about to increase your faith? Did he say that? Did he say, now, okay, guys, if you want to increase your faith, here's what you got to do. You got to pray. You got to really pray. Fast and pray and get on your knees before the Lord. Did he say any of that? No. The disciples asked him specifically, increase our faith. Well, you don't pray for faith. You don't confess for faith. That may come as a shock to some of you. It's true. You don't do any number of religious things to increase your faith. What did Jesus, how did he respond to that? When the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. What did he say? Let's look. Verse 6, and the Lord said, in response to them saying, Lord, increase our faith. The Lord said, if. Now, if is two letters, I-F. If is a very big word. It's a little small word physically, so to speak, but it's a big word because it is a word that talks about a qualification. In other words, this will happen if. If I take a baseball, now this is a dumb example, but it'll get the point across. If I take a baseball and I go to the edge of the Grand Canyon and I hold that baseball over the edge of the Grand Canyon, if I drop it, it will fall. But if I don't drop it, it won't. You say, Dr. Bill, what in the world? Hang in there with me. The qualifier is the if. I either will release the ball and it will fall, or I won't, but if I do, it will fall. If is a qualifier. If says, if you do this, it will happen. If you don't, it won't. You say, well, Dr. Bill, this is great revelation, and I appreciate it. Now, hold on. I know it sounds simple, but sometimes we miss the simple stuff. We miss the things that are just plain as day. We look right at them and we don't see them. Why? I don't know sometimes, but it's the truth. You know it's the truth. So let's look at what he says. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, a lot of people make a big deal about the size of a mustard seed, how small it is. And that is an interesting part of this statement that the Lord's making here. It doesn't have to be a big seed. It doesn't have to seem like a big deal. Okay. Yeah, I used to see the little necklaces that people would have, a little clear ball, about the size of a marble. But in the middle was a mustard seed. And it was just the tiniest little thing. It was almost just about looked like a grain of sand. And it was so small. And they'd wear that around their neck as a symbol of faith, the mustard seed. And there was even a long time ago, this takes you back, this will date me, but back in the 70s, there was a Christian, soft rock, contemporary Christian group called Mustard Seed Faith. And they had a song, they had an album called Sail on Sailor. And I loved that album. It was just a nice, sweet, soft music type album. But mustard seed faith. People talked about mustard seed faith. They talked about faith like a mustard seed. Little tiny mustard seed. And how that was so small, Well, now hold on. What does a seed do? A seed grows when it's planted. If I take that seed and enclose it in that little clear glass ball rattling around in there, will it grow? No. It needs ground. It needs water. It needs sunlight. Then it will grow if it's planted. But if you close it in that little ball, it ain't going nowhere. It's just going to rattle around. And it's going to be a symbol of potential. Think about that word. Potential. Potentially, you could break that little glass ball and put that seed in the ground, water it, sunlight, and so forth, nutrients in the soil, and it would grow. Potentially, if you plant it. If you plant it. But if you don't, see, if, there's where that word comes in. If you plant it, it could grow. If you don't, it won't. If you leave it in a little glass ball, it ain't going anywhere. Okay, so Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say, if you had faith, you might say. Did you get that? If you had faith, see, people are centering up on the mustard seed and they're not looking at the saying. Amen? You got to say. If you're going to operate in faith, you're going to have to say. You're going to have to speak. Hallelujah. Woo, we're getting into some stuff here. Let's keep going. You might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Now, Brother Charles Capps, many years ago, he's gone on home to be with the Lord now, but I tell you what, he said something that just stuck with me. and that is the law of double reference. He talks about a law of double reference. Now, what does that mean? Law of double reference is that you can say something, and Jesus loved to do this. The Word of God loves, God just has this ability to express himself in ways that are just so powerful. He can say it and get across so much by a phrase. Now, think about this. You might say to the tree, and it should obey you. Well, it, the tree, would obey you, but, law of double reference, it, your faith, would obey you. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Let's go back and read it again. If you had faith, what's the subject of the sentence? Faith. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree or problem or situation or whatever it might be thou plucked up by the root and planted in the sea, and it, the subject of the sentence is faith, it should obey you. Your faith will obey you. The tree will obey you. The problem will obey you. Whatever it is you're speaking to will obey you, but your faith will obey you. Woo, hallelujah. Keep reading. But which of you having a servant? No, wait a minute, Jesus, you're talking about, we ask you about increasing our faith. You start talking about faith, and now you suddenly get off talking about a servant. What? Now, hold on. He's still talking. He's still explaining the answer to their question. He's still giving them the information they asked for. But Jesus liked to teach in parables. He liked to teach with these little stories that got the point across. So he says, which of you having a servant? Well, I don't have a servant in the natural. I don't have somebody that waits on me hand and foot and does things for me. So what's he talking about a servant? He's talking about, what's the subject? He's talking about faith. The disciples asked him, increase our faith. He said, if you had faith. So he's talking about faith. Faith is your servant. Faith is not a badge you wear that says, ooh, look at me, I'm a word of faith person. No, faith is your servant. You should be using your faith. Now, that's the point he's about to make. Let's keep reading. Which of you having a servant plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he's come in from the field, go and sit down to meat? Now, it's going to sound kind of harsh, but this is Jesus talking here. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, my servant's been working hard all day. Maybe I should have him sit down. He's a servant. You know, don't get all, you know, bleeding heart on me here. Just go with the teaching he's doing. He says, would you say unto him, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup or eat? In other words, he's the servant. He's supposed to help you. Take all the emotional stuff out of it about, well, what about the poor servant? Just hold on. Okay. He says, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me until I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not, or I don't think so. He said, man, Jesus, that's harsh. Again, leave that alone. He's talking about a servant. A servant is there to serve. What's the servant in this story? Your faith. Your faith is there to serve. It's there to work. The way you develop faith is to work it. The way to develop faith is to use it. And what do you say? What was the first thing out of his mouth when he started talking about faith? If you had faith, you would say. You say, yeah, but now the first thing he said was, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed. Now, well, now hold on. Don't get all hung up on the mustard seed. Yes, it is small, and yes, it's a seed. But what do you do with a seed? You plant it. What do you, now let me say it again, listen closely. What do you do with a seed? You plant it. So how do you plant your faith? You say it. That's why he said, let's go back and read it again. If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, let's just think of it. If you had faith as a seed, what would you do? You might say. In other words, if you had a seed, you'd plant it. It doesn't do you any good. It's full of potential, but the potential is there only when you plant it. Remember, the little mustard seed in the little glass ball didn't accomplish anything, didn't help anybody, didn't feed anybody, didn't create any mustard. Amen. It's not until you plant it, and when you plant it, it grows and grows and develops and matures and becomes a mustard plant, and then you can harvest the leaves and so forth and create mustard from it, and you've got something to put on your hot dog. Amen? Somebody's saying, what? It's the truth. That's where you get mustard, is from mustard plants, all right? So, you've got to plant a seed for that potential power, let's put it that way, of the seed to grow, to be released. You've got to say, in order for faith to be made active, to have its power released. Jesus is trying to explain to them how faith can work. Faith is there, but it's potential. It's if. If I say, faith can go into action. If I don't say, faith won't go into action. And that's where a lot of Christians are right now. Word of faith believing, power of God believing Christians. They're not saying. Jesus is saying, you can use your faith. Your faith's a servant. You need to put your faith to work. But your faith isn't going to go to work if you don't say. If you don't plant it, it's a seed. It's full of potential. But if you don't plant it, it's not going to grow. It's not going to develop. It's not going to cause what you want to come to pass. Do you see any of this? Hallelujah. All right, let's keep going. Which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him, come by and by, when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou may eat and drink? Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I don't think so, he says. In other words, I trow not. That's King James. I don't think so. So likewise ye, when ye have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we've done that which was our duty to do. Now, what he's saying here is, you got to do what's at hand to do when it comes to faith, and that's speaking. He has taught this and taught this and taught this. Earlier in Luke, he's telling them about speaking for your faith to operate. Mark chapter 4, he talks about how the word of God is a seed that gets planted in the ground of your spirit and so forth and so on. And then he goes on in Luke 11 and he starts talking about saying to the mountain, and it be cast into the sea. But you got to say it. There's a lot of Christians out there. They have the power of faith at their as their servant at hand to do what needs to be done, but they're not saying. They're not putting the servant to work. You got to keep your faith out there working. This is something I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland say many years ago. Keep your faith out there working. Your faith is your servant. Keep it out there. You ought to have faith projects all the time. You ought to have things that you're believing for all the time. Oh, but Dr. Bell, I get tired of saying this and believing that and standing on the word. I've told you this story before. There was a lady used to go to our church, believed the word of faith, spoke the word of faith, understood the word of faith. And this whole Greasy Grace teaching came around, and she got involved in that, and she posted on Facebook, Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to confess the word anymore. I'm so glad I don't have to all the time think about the words I'm saying and making sure I'm speaking only according to the word. I'm so glad I don't have to read and study the Bible all the time. I've just got so tired of that. Now I know that I just have to sit back and do nothing and it's all going to work out. Well, I'm sorry, Greasy Grace folks. That's not the way it works. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible does teach biblical grace, yes, and it is wonderful and it is glorious, no question. But the Bible teaches that you've got to speak the word, have faith, hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. And all of that still is true. All of that still is how it works. Grace didn't come along and say, okay, King's X, no, you don't have to do that anymore. Just sit around and do nothing and it's all going to work out. It never said that. What it did say is that God extended grace to us and praise God for it. But then he said, now, here's how you operate in faith. And that's what you do, is you operate in faith. And I am running out of time. I'm going to have to stop right here. Woo, man, we got into some stuff. But we're probably going to continue on this one because there's way more here we're going to get into. You can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. Our zip code is 27262. I encourage you to write me. And you can also send me email. My email address is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. WFM, of course, Word of Faith Ministries, .org, because we're a nonprofit organization, and you can send me an email there. Also, go to our website. Our website is www.wofm.org, and we've got all kinds of teaching and videos and articles that you can read and reference to and downloadable teachings, all kinds of stuff there on our website, and I encourage you to go to that. And then, of course, Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Listen to that every day, all day long, praise the Lord, and you will increase your faith because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Join us next time. Remember until then to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.